Well, joining us this morning, Rick Christofferson, and we're going to talk Crop Walk coming up this weekend in Atlantic. Rick, good morning.
Morning, yeah.
The folks over at St. Paul's Lutheran Church getting kind of things coordinated for the majority of the folks here in the community?
Yeah, it seems like we get stuck with that privilege every year, so it's a good privilege to have,
Stuck with it, yeah, right. Well, the Crop Walk is something I think people understand the words. They kind of get the main understanding of what's going on, but do they really understand the meaning and what all happens behind it?
You'd probably be surprised. The actual meaning of the acronym CROP actually stands for Communities Responding to Overcome Poverty. Most people know it as a walk for hunger, for people that are hungry, starving in the world, where it actually, in reality, it helps in many other ways as far as hunger as well. Most people think of, you know, giving donations to the food bank and, you know, that type of source of help, which is a major factor in the Crop Walk. I mean, that is probably the number one source that they provide money for. But they do also provide money for farmers in underdeveloped countries that need a little bit of assistance in just being able to put their crops in the ground or be able to raise their animals. They just, you know, they may need a loan or something like that. And that money is available through the Crop Walk as well. Another instance that they can use it for is education on raising the animals and raising the crops. You know, I mean, not everybody can raise, you know, the same types of crops like we do around here in the United States. You know, there's other types of crops that are raised in other parts of the world. And for those people that just aren't educated enough to pick up on the new ways of growing crops or new ways of raising animals and that types of thing, that money is also available through the Crop Walk. It's, you know, it's one of those things that's kind of behind the scenes, but it's also very important.
Kind of biblical when you think about it. It's the old give a man a fish, he eats for a day.
That's right.
Teach a man to fish. And in a way, it's kind of more than just providing food. It's providing knowledge and giving them the opportunity to be able to help themselves.
Yeah. And a lot of it's not necessarily just, you know, for raising food for them to eat. I mean, they may have enough to provide for themselves, but they're also providing food for others. And also, you know, raising those animals to sell for income as far as their family. You know, I mean, they may have enough for the crops and the animals to, you know, maybe butcher or, you know, harvest the crops for themselves to eat, but they also raise those animals and raise those crops for income for the family. Mm-hmm. So that's another way that, you know, the Crop Walk can help that too.
You know, and I realize, probably a lot of people don't realize how much of the world's food supply we provide here United States to, and for different reasons. I mean, I know some people will think, well, no kidding, they can't grow food in some of these places. They live in a desert. Mm-hmm. And what makes you think you can grow food in a desert? But that's not necessarily always the case.
No.
Sometimes it's just that they don't have opportunity, and that could come in the form of money and resources, or it could come in the form of knowledge, not understanding how to use the resources they have to their best abilities.
Right. Yeah. Be able to raise that particular crop in a different type of an environment. You know, they may not have ever thought of that or never knew that until somebody tells them how.
Well, we've spent a lot of time and money over the years developing different crops that are resistant to just about everything.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
You know, if we can impart some of that knowledge on other folks and give them the opportunity to help themselves, it's amazing how fast people can prosper.
Yeah. People aren't necessarily in poverty because, you know, they want to be. You know, most people are there because they have to be. If there's any way, you know, and poverty can come in any form. I mean, it may not just be somebody that's lacking of hunger. It's the education, the loan of something that, you know, could maybe put somebody over the top the next time they put their crops in the ground. So it's a wide range of areas there that can help.
Right. And I know you guys are involved through St. Paul's Lutheran Church and some other projects, some cooperative projects overseas helping some folks too. You kind of see this with some of those other projects you work with too, don't you?
Sure. You bet. Yeah. A lot of the Tanzanian stuff that we get involved with as far as supporting, like my outreach group that I'm on, we support a child and her family. It's through another organization. But it's all kind of along the same lines. We're helping them to be able to do these same things. And if I remember right, looking through the literature that I got this year, that we got at the church, I think last year's walks throughout the world for the Crop Walk generated almost $14 million. So it's not a small drop in the bucket. It's a pretty good chunk of money that the crop walk actually raises. So.
We take an awful lot for granted here.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot to satisfy us sometimes here.
Yeah.
But for folks who are in need, it takes very little actually to be able to satisfy some of the needs that they have. Mm-hmm. And the crop walk can do that, even if it's just, like you say, a dime at a time. It doesn't take a lot, but it all adds up. The crop walk, has it changed much over the years, or is it largely the same as it has been over the last many?
Pretty much the same. I've been involved with it now for probably 6 or 7 years, and our walk is still the same. It's about a 3-mile walk through town. We'll start at the city park about 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. We'll go west down towards the family table, and we'll turn south there and go up to 10th Street. We come across 10th Street up by the high school and the old high school, the middle school, and down through there, and then we head up towards St. Paul's Lutheran, which is about halfway point, maybe a little over half, and then we go from there, we go back down towards the highway, then back to the city park, and end up at the Presbyterian Church.
Who all can participate?
Anybody that's willing, anybody that can get out there, and we don't require that you walk the whole walk either. If you happen to live, a block or two off of the route, and you want to just, jump in and join us as we come by, that's great too. Or if you want to start out with us and say we reach your corner of the street and you want to go home from there, you can do that as well. So there's many number of ways to get involved, and we'd like to see everybody out there.
I know back in the day, it seemed like folks had pledge sheets. They'd bounce around to different maybe businesses or individuals and see if they could get folks to pledge money toward doing this. Do folks still do that?
Yeah, they can. We get packets every year that we do give out to individuals at church if they decide, they want to go out and do some of their own fundraising. It's not necessarily a per mile thing anymore. It kind of used to be that way when the walk was a little bit longer, but now it's pretty much just a general donation that people can give and take part that way as well.
Well, a lot of churches take up second collections and do different types of things, too, to help out the cause.
Yeah, I think some of them. Even take just like a special offering on maybe one or two Sundays before the walk, and then all that money goes directly towards the crop walk as well.
Yeah, the walk itself is largely a social event anymore. It's an opportunity to get out and raise awareness. But that's the thing too. When you're out walking in a large group and people see, then they ask questions about what's going on. Yeah. Maybe they want to help and get involved too.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of kids that are involved in this?
Yeah, a lot of times we do. Kind of one of the things that we've done at St. Paul's over the years is we've asked our confirmation age kids to get involved, and we'll give them packets, and they usually do pretty good with it. They go home and, all they need to do is, go home and ask the family and friends and, the next door neighbors or whatever. They don't really have to go out and beat the streets to do it. And believe it or not, most of those kids come back with pretty good chunks of donations.
That's good. It's good that they take the interest in doing that. It's a learning experience for them.
Sure it is. You bet it is.
And we tend to live in our own little bubble, and the world is as we experience it. Sometimes you have to see it through other people's eyes to understand how the world really is.
Yeah. The themes that have always kind of went with the crop walk is, we walk because they walk. And, there are still a lot of people, unfortunately, that have to walk to get water every day or to get food every day. Because, like you say, they live in the desert. They can't grow nothing, so they have to walk to wherever it is they can find those resources.
You mean more than just here to the refrigerator?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Well, we laugh, but, but some children, when you've never been want for anything, mm-hmm. You ask them, where does your food come from? The grocery store, We joke about that sometimes, but, realistically, there are some children who don't understand whether the people in the world really, truly have to go through every single day just to get the basic necessities.
Yeah, we get some pretty good promotional material through the Church World Service, which is the funding arm or the managing arm of the crop walk, and it's really interesting to look and see some. I mean, I could sit here and rattle off numbers all day long, but that really doesn't hit somebody until you see some of the material and read through it yourself and that kind of thing. And that stuff is available too if anybody would ever be interested in looking at it. So
great. Well, they could probably learn more by stopping by this Sunday for the crop walk.
You bet.
What time again?
2 o'clock Sunday afternoon at City Park.
And there'll be refreshments or anything along
the way? Yeah, we'll have refreshments back at the Presbyterian. So if you, like I say, if you make the whole walk or whatever, we'll end up back there and we'll have refreshments, a little bit of fellowship time, and have a good day.
And it's not for any one church to participate.
No.
And it's for anyone who wants to participate.
That's right. Yep. It's a community project. It's just that the churches always seem to be the arm to get it going and get things started with it.
Somebody's got to drive that bus.
That's right.
All right, very good. Again, 2 o'clock, meet up a little bit before then in the city park. How long do you expect it might take to walk the route?
Oh, we're usually done, within an hour and a half at the most, usually.
It goes pretty fast when you're having a good time visiting.
Yeah, oh yeah. People get to walk and they just kind of just keep on going. They don't really even pay attention to the time.
Good. So. Well, as of right now, it sounds like the weather will be pretty nice on Sunday.
Looks good so far.
Good for a walk.
Yep.
Get a little of that exercise you've been lacking here for a while, huh?
That's right.
Rick, thanks for coming by.
You bet. Thank you, Jim.